السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخ.
الله عبد الرحمن، كيف حالك؟
الحمد لله يا شيخ.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، our book on these days, أيام الجمعة after صلاة العصر, is كتاب الكبائر by Al-Imam Al-Zahabi Rahimahullah Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Ahmad. And we have been looking at it one after the other, the way Al-Imam Al-Zahabi has arranged the Kabair, taken from that verse in Surah Al-Nisa where Allah said, إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم وندخلكم مدخلا كريما. إن تجتنبوا كبائر ما تنهون عنه. If you abstain from those that are kabair, major, more serious and grievous, from the things that Allah has prohibited us, they are not all on the same category. Some sins are worse than others. So some are categorized by Allah Himself as kabair. So He said, "In tajtanibu kabair ma tunhauna an," from the things that He has prohibited us from doing, some of them are kabair. So these kabair, we will not be able to abstain from them unless we know them one after the other. This is what this book, Al-Kabair, is all about, to tell us about those sins that are worse in the two classes of sins, the ones that are most serious and most grievous compared to others. They are referred to as Al-Kabair. And Allah promises that if we abstain from Al-Kabair, نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ, the second group that are lesser in terms of their seriousness, no kafir ankum, we will forgive you, we will pardon them of you, wanudkhilkum mudkhalan karima, and I will grant you a honorable entry into the place of honor, al jannah. So these things are things that the individual must avoid if he wants to gain Allah's forgiveness for his minor sins, and if the individual wants to gain Allah's mercy and honor in his entering in Al-Jannah. So here Al-Imam Al-Zahabi has mentioned them one after the other until we got to Al-Kabirat Al-Rabi'ah, the fourth from the Kabair, which is Tarku Salah, abandoning Salah. We had mentioned many verses of the Quran where Allah commanded us to observe Salah. There are many of them. Aqimus Salah, Aqimus Salah, Aqimus Salah. There are many in the Quran. And then here in this book, Al-Imam Al-Zahabi warned against abandoning Salah, which is a violation of all those instructions in the Quran commanding us to observe Salah. When Allah said, Hafizu ala salawat, so those who refuse to observe Salah, they are disobeying Allah and they are committing a kabira amongst the kabair, a major sin they are committing. Why? Adha'u salata wa taba'u shahwat, they'll abandon Salah. They will not observe Salah at its time. When they observe it, they are nonchalant about its rulings, about its shurut, its conditions. about its arkan, its pillars, about its wajibat, those things that are compulsory in salah, they are nonchalant about them. May Allah protect us. In Surah Al-Ma'un, Allah also warned, he said, وَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Allah curses those who observe salah. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. May woe be upon those who observe salah. Who are those? الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Those who are careless and nonchalant about salah. They will leave Salatul Fajr up to the time of Dhuhr or up to the time of Asr, or they will observe Salatul Fajr and abandon Dhuhr, or observe Dhuhr, Asr, and Maghrib and Isha late in the night. They combine Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha. So they observe the Salah just as they will and when they desire. These are the people that Allah warned. It says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Woe be upon them. Those who are nonchalant عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. They are nonchalant. They are carefree. They are lazy about their salawat. الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاؤُونَ. When they would observe the salah, it is not because the salah is so absolutely necessary and obligatory and significant to them. They just want to be seen to have observed salah. They have some ulterior motives they seek to obtain. They have some hidden agenda they try to attain when they observe the salah. So they want to be seen to be observing salah. These verses of the Quran warn against abandoning salah. After that, we had read a number of ahadith. The hadith of Burayda ibn al-Husayb al-Aslami. Al-Ahdu alladhi baynana wa baynahum as-salatu. Faman tarakaha faqad kafara. We read the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari. Man fatathu salatu al-Asri habita amaluhu. We read the hadith of Jabir again. Bayn al-Abdi wa bayn al-Shirki tarku as-salat. That which stands between the individual and shirk, joining partners with Allah, is salah. Once he stops observing salah, he has taken the first step towards joining partners with Allah and disbelieving in him. We read all these ahadith. We also came to the hadith of Umar ibn al-Khattab al-Mawquf, where Umar said, radiyallahu anhu, amma إِنَّهُ لَا حَظَّ لِأَحَدٍ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ أَضَاعَ الصَّلَاةِ. O people, listen. لَا حَظَّ لِأَحَدٍ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ أَضَاعَ الصَّلَاةِ. There is no portion, no nasib. There is no place, no share of goodness in Islam for a person after he abandons salah. Because that is the last thing after which the individual begins to knock the doors of kufr and shirk. So after that, what is left of is Islam. La hadza li ahadin fil Islam. There is nothing left for an individual in terms of Islam when he abandons salah. Salah is a mainstay in our religion after shahadatan, salat. So it is huge a sin for a Muslim to abandon salah. The last thing we read from this book, Al-Kabair, by Al-Imam Al-Zahabi, from this chapter on Tarku Salah, to warn against abandoning Salah, is this athar from Abdullah ibn Shakik. That occurs as athar number 35, athar number 35, where Al-Imam Al-Zahabi said, Rahimahullah, وَرَوَى الْجُرَيْرِيُّ عَنْ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ ibn Shakik عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال كان أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لا يرون شيئا من الأعمال تركه كفر غير الصلاة. Al-Jurayri was Sa'id ibn Iyas, rahimahullah. He was from the students of Abdullah ibn Shaqiq. And Abdullah ibn Shaqiq was a Tabi'i. Here he reports this report from Abu Huraira. But what is authentic for this report is that it occurs in Sunan al-Tirmidhi and in other books of hadith, as from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Shaqiq, who was a Tabi'i. So it was a Tabi'i who, rahimahullah, said that kana ashabu Rasulillah. It is not authentic from the statement of Abu Huraira. It is rather authentic from the statements of Abdullah ibn Shaqiq, rahimahullah. This Tabi'i said kana ashabu Rasulillah, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yarawna shay'an min al-a'mali tarkuhu kufrun. They do not have a view regarding any good deeds, tarkuhu kufrun, that the abandonment of which will constitute kufr, ghayra salah, apart from salah. This athar means that they do not consider abandoning zakah as from kufr. They do not consider abandoning hajj for the one who is able and capable and healthy but has refused to go for hajj. They do not consider it as kufr. لا يرون شيئا من الأعمال تركه كفر غير الصلاة, apart from salah. This is what ordinarily we would take from this. But the scholars, as we had explained in the last class, they say this only goes to make us understand that the deed that quickly brings a person into kufr is salah. They do not see any deed that easily, quickly brings a person into disbelieving in Allah, like what? Tarkus salah. Otherwise, there are deeds the companions consider as kufr if you abandon them. Just like Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he rejected the people who refused to pay zakah after the Prophet died. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq engaged them. He said radiallahu anhu, la uqatilanna man farraqa bayna as-salati wa zakah. He said radiallahu anhu, li'annaha qarinatuha fi kitabillah. Wallahi la uqatilanna man farraqa bayna as-salati wa zakah. This means that Abu Bakr al-Siddiq considers zakah to be of the same importance as salah in terms of if you abandon it. And the rulings are just the same. If a person deliberately abandons salah, he abandons salah claiming that it is not compulsory for him to observe salah, claiming that he has a right not to observe salah, and that it is not even of any sort of a necessity for a Muslim to observe salah, rejecting its obligation. This is kufr that takes a person out of Islam. This kufr, in this case, is the kufr that expels the individual from Islam. The same thing applies with zakah. If a person rejects the obligation of zakah, he does not just pay zakah. He rejects that zakah is even compulsory upon. This is kufr, this is disbelief. In those verses of the Quran that obligate that we observe zakah, it is kufr, it's the same thing. That was why Abu Bakr al-Siddiq said, La uqatilanna man farraqa bayna as-salati wa zakah. Li'annaha, that is zakah, said zakah, qarinatuha fi kitabillah. It is like it is its pair in the book of Allah. You always hear aqimus salah wa atiz zakah, aqimus salah wa atiz zakah. So the companions radiyallahu anhum, the way they view that anyone who does not pay zakah, thinking that paying zakah is not obligatory at all, the way they hold it as kufur is the same way they hold anyone who says that salah is not important, it's not an obligation. They hold it as kufur that expels a person from Islam. So the same way they also hold that if it were that it's not just able to observe Salah, he's lazy, he's procrastinating, or he observes it just as he likes, and all of these without arguing that it is obligatory, while recognizing that what he's doing is an act of sin and all of these, he is just the one being lazy and sinful. This kind of a person, yes, it may be referred to as kufur. It is not the kufur that expels a person from Islam. The same thing applies on zakah. If a person does not observe zakah, he does not become a kafir. The government will take the zakah away forcefully from him. It does not mean that he is a kafir who has gone out of Islam. So the correct meaning, inshallah, of this ayah is that the companions consider salat as from those deeds that when you abandon them very quickly, a person is prone to rejecting Islam and going out of Islam. I hope that this matter becomes clear. We tried to explain it in the last class. And then further down this asar number 35, Al-Imam al-Zahabi rahimahullah, he cited a statement from Al-Imam Ibn Hazm rahimahullah Abu Muhammad. He referred to it and said that qala Ibn Hazm, Al-Imam Ibn Hazm said, la dhanba ba'da shirki a'zamu min tarki salah. There is no sin after joining partners with Allah that is more grievous than abandoning salah hatta yakhruja waqtuha. The individual will abandon salah until the time goes away. He will abandon salah till fajr until the time goes away. He will observe Salatul Zuhur when he likes, perhaps at Ghurub Shams. And he will not observe Salatul Isha until the sky becomes completely dark and the redness of Ghurub Shams completely disappears from the heavens. This is not proper. Ibn Hazm said, Rahimahullah, La dhanba ba'da shirki a'zamu min tarki salah. There is no sin that is so grievous, most grievous in the sight of Allah than tarkus salah, abandoning salah until yakhruja waqtuha, until the time of that salah elapses. The one that follows it, he said, wa qatli mu'minin bighayri al-haq, taking the life of a person of iman without right, meaning that Ibn Hazm even considers abandoning salah as a sin that is worse than murder. Abandoning salah is a sin that is worse than murder. May Allah protect us from both evils. This makes us understand the gravity and the seriousness in abandoning salah. In hadith number 36, Al-Imam al-Zahabi cites it, he said, وَرَوَى هَمَّامُ أَنْبَأَنَا قَالَ أَنْبَأَنَا قُتَادَ عَنِ الْحَسَنِ عَنْ حُرَيْسِ بْنِ قَبِيصَةَ قَالَ حَدَّثَنِي أَبُو هُرَيْرَةَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنْ عَمَلِهِ صَلَاتُهُ. فَإِذَا صَلُحَتْ فَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ وَأَنْجَحَ وَإِنْ فَسَدَتْ فَقَدْ خَابَ وَخَسِرَ. Al-Imam Hammam al-Zahabi mentions the isnad for this report, and it is from the report of Hammam ibn Yahya Abu Abdullah al-Basri. It says, وَرَوَى Hammam, that is Hammam ibn Yahya al-Basri, Abu Abdullah. He said, أَنْبَأَنَا قَتَادَ. That's, of course, Al-Imam Qatada ibn Di'ama. عَنِ الْحَسَن, that's Al-Hasan al-Basri. And Hurayth ibn Qabisa, that's Hurayth ibn Qabisa al-Basri. who said حدثني أبو هريرة. This tabi'i Hurais ibn Qabis al-Basri said أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated to us that قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة من عمله صلاته. أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة. The first of what the individual will be asked about, will be required to make account of it on the day of Qiyamah, min amalihi salatuhu, from his deeds is his salah. From the deeds of the individual, the first one about which he will be asked, how from his own deeds, awwalu ma yuhasabu bihi al-abdu يوم القيامة من عمله صلاته. The first of what the servant will be asked يوم القيامة, on the day of قيامة, من عمله, from his deeds, his salat, all his salat, صلاته. Allah will ask him about his salah. Did you observe salah at its time? Did you observe salah correctly? Allah will ask you about it. Ikhwa, everybody, awwalu ma yuhasabu bihi al-abdu yawm al-qiyamati min amalihi salatuhu. The first of what the individual will be asked about from his deeds on the day of qiyamah are his salawat. فَإِن صَلُحَتْ فَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ وَأَنْجَحَ. إِن صَلُحَتْ. If his salah were appropriate, he observed them correctly, and he observed his salat at their time. فَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ وَأَنْجَحَ. This person, قَدْ, he is certainly successful. وَأَنْجَحَ. He has certainly achieved. أَنْجَحَ. يعني أَصَابَ مَطْلُوبَهُ. He has achieved his goal. What is the goal? To be saved from the punishment of Allah and to attain his rahmah, his mercy. From the first of the things that helps the individual get this guarantee on the day of Qiyamah is for his salah to be proper. How will his salah to be proper? He observed the salah at its proper time, and he also observed the salah properly. Observing its shurut, observing its arkan, observing its wajibat and its sunan. When all of these are complete regarding your salat and you observe them at their time, faqad aflahta wa anjahta. You have succeeded and you have achieved. Wa in fasadat, or if it be the opposite. Maybe he was observing the salat correctly, but he was not observing the salat at its time. There are people who would observe the salat correctly, but they would not observe the salat at its time. They delay the salat to the time that they desire. They observe the salat just as they desire, whenever they like. On the other hand, some of the people will observe the salah at its time, but in the manner that they like. They make the takbiratul ihram as they like. They recite suratul fatiha as they like. They make ruku as they like. They stood up from ruku as they like, just as they like. When the case is like this, this is fasad. This is inappropriate, null and void. Faqad khaba, the individual, he has been deprived of a lot of good. He is at a loss. Wa khasira, he is destroyed. He is at a loss and he is destroyed. The Prophet said, Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة من عمله صلاته. The first of what the individual will be asked about, يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة. The individual will be questioned regarding it, من عمله, from his good deeds, صلاته. The first deed you'll be asked about is his salah. The scholars gave a further explanation regarding this hadith. Because of a previous hadith that we had read regarding Qatlun Nafs, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he has told us, and we will find out if we return to hadith number 15, where Al-Imam al-Dhahabi said, Awwalu ma yuqda bayna an-nasi fi dima, inna awwala ma yuqda bayna an-nasi fi dima. The first of what will be judged amongst people is those matters regarding blood. You killed somebody, you cut somebody's fingernails, you injured somebody, you gave him a blow, the eyes fell off, you gave him a blow, the teeth fell off. These are the first things that will be asked about on the day of Qiyam. The scholars explain, and the explanation also comes from the ahadith, that Al-Imam Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he had told us that awwalu ma yuhasabu bihi al-abdu yawm al-qiyamati min amalihi salatuhu wa awwalu ma yuqda bayna an-nasi fi dima. This is the explanation for the two narrations. Regarding the rights of Allah, awwalu ma yuhasabu bihi al-abdu yawm al-qiyamati min amalihi salatuhu. This is regarding the rights of Allah. From the rights of Allah, the first that Allah will ask about is salat. Allah will ask about salat. Salat, we observe it for Him alone. But awwalu ma yuqda fima bayna an-nas, the first of what will be asked about regarding the rights relationship with people, between the husband and the wife, was he able to fulfill his rights towards her? Was she able to fulfill her rights towards him? Regarding the father and the children, was he able to fulfill the rights towards them? Were they able to fulfill the rights towards the father and the mother? Between two siblings, two brothers, two sisters, were they able to fulfill the rights of kith and kin? The rights of brothers and sisters, between friends, all these are rights in between people. Between two people who bought and sold property amongst themselves, you bought from me, I sold to you. I sold to you, I bought from you, you sold to me. These transactions will be asked about. All that concerns between you and one person. But the first of all of these are between people. One man took the life of another. One man injured the other. One man cut the hands of the other. And the likes of these. This is what will be asked about. The four things that will be asked about regarding the rights of fellow human beings are regarding issues of blood. But the first things that will be asked about regarding the rights of Allah is what? Salat. I hope that it is clear. Regarding the rights of Allah, the first thing that will be asked about is salat. Regarding the rights of human beings, the first thing before they start asking you about debt, before they start asking you about things kept in your care, before they start asking you about your business transactions, they will ask you about the life you took, the man you injured, the man you cut his hands, the one you gave him a blow in the mouth and the teeth got off. These are the issues that will come first, because it has to do with rights between human beings. asked for between rights, between we and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the first thing that we ask about? Salat. So the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, in this hadith, hadith 36, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنْ عَمَلِهِ صَلَاتُهُ. From the deeds of the individual, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The first of what he will be asked about on the day of Qiyamah is his salah. فَإِنْ صَلُحَتْ فَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ وَأَنْجَحَ. If he was appropriate, if he observed the salah correctly and its time, فَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ, he has succeeded. وَأَنْجَحَ, he has achieved. وَإِنْ فَسَدَتْ, or if it was bad, فَقَدْ خَابَ, he has really, really destroyed himself and gotten to a loss. This hadith occurs in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, and it is an authentic hadith. The hadith that follows this is hadith number 37. This hadith occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari. It also occurs in Sahih al-Muslim from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma. Al-Imam al-Zahabi said, وَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam also told us something to make us understand the gravity of abandoning salat. The last hadith we read, if a person is used to abandoning salah, is in trouble from day one. When he's asked about salah, he fails. How is it that the first thing you are asked about on the day of judgment is something that you fail about? That is abandoning salah. May Allah protect us. To make us understand how serious it is for the individual to abandon salah, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, Umirtu an uqatila an-nasa hatta yashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah wa yuqimu as-salata wa yu'tu az-zakah fa idha fa'alu dhalik عصموا مني دماءهم. This hadith, hadith number 37, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we are on hadith number 37. He said, Umirtu an uqatila an-nas hatta yashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I have been ordered, when the Prophet will say Umirtu, no one would order him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, أمرت أن أقاتل الناس. I have been ordered to engage the people. I've been ordered to engage them, discuss with them, struggle regarding them, make efforts over them. Don't just leave them, engage them, because there is a difference between umirtu an uqatil and umirtu an aqtula. I have been ordered to engage them, and I have been ordered to fight and kill them. They are two different things. Many of the scholars who explain this hadith, we are separating between these two things. Uqatil, I have been ordered to engage them, advance against them. Who are those? Against the people. Hatta yashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Until they affirm testimony, declaring that Allah ilaha illallah, that there is no deity deserving worship except Allah, wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, and that the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam is the Messenger of Allah, wa yuqimu salah, and until they establish the salah. So you can see how important observing the salah is. Iqamatu salah, establishing the salah. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has been mandated to engage the people. As long as they are human beings, he should engage them alayhi salatu wasalam. Hatta yashhadu an la ilaha illallah, until they declare that there is no deity deserving worship except Allah, wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, and that Muhammad is Allah's messenger, wa yuqimu salah, meaning that when the people do not observe salah, from the things the Prophet will do to us is to engage and ensure that we observe salah. All those who do not observe salah, we have a duty to engage them and ensure that they observe the salah. We have a duty to advance against them to be sure that they observe the salah, and not just leave them like that. Wa yu'tu zakah, until they pay the zakah. And that's why mani'u zakah, those who reject paying zakah. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq fought against them, and he compelled them to pay zakah. This is the engagement. Umirtu an uqatil an-nas hatta yashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah wa yuqimu salata wa yu'tu zakah. He said sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, faidha fa'alu dhalik, when they make shahadatu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah wa aqamu salah, when they make shahada on la ilaha illallah and that Muhammadun is Rasulullah, and they establish the salah, and then they pay the zakah, idha fa'alu dhalik, when they do that, asamu minni dima'ahum wa amwalahum, that action of theirs, that's their testimony, and they are performing salah and paying zakah is something they have done to do something. Asamu, they have by that protected themselves and their property from me. Asamu minni dima'ahum wa amwalahum, they have protected themselves from me. They have also protected their property from me, illa bihaqqil Islam, except upon the rights of Islam. The only times their lives and their property will be taken is upon the rights that Islam requires that life should be taken. For example, the one who commit zina and had been previously married, adultery, haqqul Islam requires that his life be taken. Or the one who kills someone else, or the one who insults the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, or the one who traffic evil like taking drugs and all of these, and they are arrested. The Haqq of Islam requires that the life may be taken after, of course, proper investigation by government. Illa bihaqqil Islam wa hisabuhum ala Allah. As for any other thing, we leave it with Allah. Hisabuhum. Yani, how they will be judged by Allah regarding their secret affairs. Sarairuhum. Ala Allah. That is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The point here, ikhwa, from this hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, that Al-Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim have both reported, is that iqamatu salah is something that protects you from what? From you being engaged by the Muslim community, asking you, why have you refused to pay, observe salah, charging you to observe salah, sometimes even quarreling you over it, fighting you over it, why have you stopped to observe salah? In fact, you may be arrested over not observing salah. All of these form under umirtu an uqatil an-nas hatta yashhadu alla ilaha illallah. And if your tark, if your abandoning salah is confirmed to be as a result of your rejection that salat is obligatory, or as a result of kufr, because once the individual abandons salah, he is just near kufr. Once he abandons salah, he's just near kufr. So he might have been abandoning the salah until it becomes clear that he's a kafir who has gone out of Islam. Then the proper legal punishment will be administered on the individual. So from the things that makes the government of Islam become interested in you, the government of Islam can arrest you. They can charge you to court. They can imprison you. They can threaten to execute you for not observing salah. All of these will come under umirtu an uqatil an-nas hatta yashhadu alla ilaha illallah. This goes to make us understand the gravity of observing, the importance of observing salah, and the gravity of abandoning the salah. Very quickly, the next hadith after that is the hadith of Abu Sa'id, anna rajulan qala ya rasulallah ittaqillah. It's a very lengthy hadith, but I like to pick it just as it has been said here. It's the hadith of Dukhu wa Isra. That is hadith number 38 from the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. It also occurs in al-Bukhari and Muslim. Anna rajulan qala ya rasulallah. It said that a man said, that was Dukhu wa Isra, ittaqillah, O Messenger of Allah, fear Allah. The man said that to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Faqal, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam answered him, waylak, alastu ahakku ahli al-ardi an attaqi Allah. Alastu ahakku ahli al-ardi an attaqi Allah. Waylak, what kind of serious error are you committing, O you man? Alastu ahakku ahli al-ardi. Am I not the most deserving amongst the people of the earth? An attaqi Allah, that I should fear Allah. I'm the messenger of Allah. So I'm the one most deserving amongst the people of the earth to fear Allah. So if I don't fear Allah, who will fear him? That's why in the earlier report of this hadith, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, man yuti'i Allah in asaytu. Who is it if I disobey Allah that will obey Allah? Who? Man yufi'i Allah in asaytu. Who will obey Allah if I disobey Allah? It is not in my place to disobey Allah subhanahu. I have come to invite the people to obey Allah. So why should I be the one disobeying him? فَقَالَ خَالِدُ إِبْنُ الْوَلِيدِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُ. When the man said that, Khalid ibn al-Walid, we all know him. He, radiyallahu anhu, said, Ala adribu unqahu ya Rasulallah. O Messenger of Allah, Allah adribu unuqahu. Should I not cut off this man's head who is directly insulting the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? Faqala la. The Prophet said, no, don't do that. La'allahu an yakuna yusalli. Perhaps he observes salah. Perhaps this man observes salah. Khalid ibn al-Walid understood from the man's comments that he was upon disbelief. That was why he had the guts to say that to the Prophet ﷺ. But the fact that he's observing salah is evidence that he might have heard. He is not upon disbelief. That was why he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, la'allahu an yakuna yusalli. Why? Salat will make it be difficult. Salat will make it be difficult to execute him, to think conclusively that he has become a kafir. Because al-ahadu baynana wa baynahum salah. As long as there is salat amongst us, salat will prevent us from treating him as we will treat kufar. That was why he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, la'allahu an yakuna yusalli. Perhaps he observes salah. The man was actually observing salah. That's dhuqu wa isira. May Allah protect us. This hadith also makes us understand that salat prevents us from treating the people of Islam like the people of kufr. Salat. 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 In hadith number 39, al-Imam al-Dhahabi said, wa rawa al-Imam Ahmad fi musnadihi. Al-Imam Ahmad reports in his musnad, min hadith Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. From the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, may Allah be pleased with Abdullah ibn Amr and his father Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma. And in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam annahu qal. Abdullah ibn Amr reported it from the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam that he said, man lam yuhafiz ala salah lam yakun lahu nurun wala burhanun wala najatun wa kana yawm al-qiyamati ma'a qarun wa fir'aun wa haman wa abi jahlin wa ubayy ibn khalaf. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man lam yuhafiz ala salah, the individual who will not stick to observing salah, the individual who will not pay good attention to salah, yuhafiz, who will not stick to observing salah at its time, man lam yuhafiz ala salah, the one who, as long as he lived, lam yuhafiz ala salah, he was not paying good attention to salah. He would observe the salah as he liked and at the time that he liked. The Messenger said, alayhi salatu wasalam, lam yakun lahu nurun. He will not find light, divine light. Wala burhanun. He will not find any sort of an evidence. Wala najatun. He will not find a means of safety and protection because he has no salah. If he has salah, he would find nur, he would find burhan, good evidence for himself, and he will find najat, he will find success, protection away from Allah's punishment. وَكَانَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَا قَرُونَ. This one who does not preserve and observe the salah correctly, kana yawm al-qiyamati ma qarun, on the day of qiyama he will be with Qarun. We know Qarun, it was from the people of Musa, inna Qaruna min qawmi Musa fabagha alayhim. Allah told us about Qarun in Suratul Qasas. He was from the people of Musa alayhi salam. He was stupendously rich, Qarun. Wa Fir'aun. This man who abandons Salah, كان يوم القيامة مع قارون وفرعون. He will be with Firaun and Haman. We remember Haman, one of the ministers of Firaun. وأبي وأبي جهل. He will also be with Abu Jahl, that evil enemy of Islam. وأبي بن خلف. He will be with Ubay ibn Khalaf on the day of Qiyamah. Who is that? Man lam yuhafiz ala salah. The individual who will deliberately not stick to proper performance of salah. The Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam, lam yakun lahu nurun wala burhanun wala najat. He will not find nur, he will not find light, wala burhan. He will not find good evidence to protect himself. Wala najat. He will not find safety and protection from Allah's punishment. Wa kana yawm al-qiyamah. And on the day of Qiyamah, ma'a Qarun. He will be with Qarun. Wa Fir'aun and Fir'aun. Wa Haman and Haman. Wa Abi Jahlin. He will be with Abu Jahl. Wa Ubayy ibn Khalaf. He will be with Ubayy ibn Khalaf. May Allah protect us from this evil. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, and that hadith occurs in the Musnad of Al-Imam Ahmad, as Al-Imam al-Zahabi said, Al-Imam ibn al-Qayyim gave a wise point to note, rahimahullah, regarding this hadith. He said, if you look at these people, each of them has a peculiarity. Qarun was known with a lot of wealth. So the one that wealth is the reason why you are not observing salah, money. You are seeking for it or protecting it. It's the reason you abandon salah. That will make him be with Qarun. As for Firaun, it was power and authority. So the one whose power and authority over people prevents you from observing salat, Ma'a Firaun, he will be with Firaun. As for Haman, Haman was an administrator. He was a minister from the ministers of Firaun. So the one that, I was visiting the office with administrative job. You are behaving like Haman. And you will be like Haman on the day of Qiyamah with him. Why? He, because of administration, he abandoned Allah's servitude. You too, because of political administration, you abandoned Salat. Likewise, one who abandoned Salat because of money. Qarun abandoned the worship of Allah because of money. Fir'aun abandoned the worship of Allah because of authority and power. So all of these people will be like the one be copied while on the earth. As for Ubay ibn Khalaf, for his own it was tijara. Ubay ibn Khalaf was a tajir. Who was a tajir? The businessman. My business, I'm so busy, so I don't have time for salah. You are behaving like Ubay ibn Khalaf. As for Abu Jahl, I did not see Ibn al-Qayyim mentioning anything regarding Abu Jahl, but it appears to be arrogance. Abu Jahl was very, very arrogant. May Allah protect us. So this report, Al-Imam al-Zahabi said, ليس إسناده بذلك. The isnad of this hadith is not so very strong, but others amongst the scholars, like Al-Imam Al-Munziri in At-Targhib wa At-Tarhib, like Al-Imam Abdul Hadi, Muhammad ibn Abdul Hadi in Tanqih al-Tahqiq, they also say this isnad is jayyid. They say the isnad is jayyid. They said it's not is Jayid. And that's also the view of Sheikh Mashhur Hassan Al-Salman. Al-Imam al-Zahabi, I hope that we're able to conclude this text today, inshallah. He said, وَهَذِهِ النُّصُوصُ تُشْعِرُ بِكُفْرِ تَارِكِ الصَّلَاةِ. Imam al-Zahabi said, وَهَذِهِ النُّصُوصُ, these verses of the Quran and Ahadith, تُشْعِرُ بِكُفْرِ تَارِكِ الصَّلَاةِ, they appear to indicate that the one who abandons Salah is a kafir. They appear to indicate that one who abandons Salah is a kafir. Don't forget, that word is employed regarding abandoning Salah, generally speaking. The kufur can be kufrun duna kufrin. I can be al-kufru al-mukhriju min al-milla. I hope that it is clear. These reports show that leaving Salah is so bad, is so serious, is so grievous, that that word kufur is employed regarding abandoning Salah. May Allah protect us. In narration number 40, Al-Imam al-Zahabi said, وَقَدْ قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِمُعَاذِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said to Muaz ibn Jabal that ma min abdin yashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu illa harramahu allahu ala nar. Ma min abdin, there is not a slave, yashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna muhammadan rasuluhu wa anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. There is not a slave who testifies that there is no deity deserving to worship except Allah, and that Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam is his abd and rasul. Illa harramahu Allahu ala nar, except that Allah makes the fire unlawful for him. It means Al-Imam al-Zahabi wallahu alam. He sees that even though all those texts show that a person who does not observe Salah is a kafir, because he said, rahimahullah, tush'iru bi kufri tariki Salah, he apparently showed that the one who abandons Salah has committed kufur. He now brought this hadith to make us understand that that kufur will have to be a kufur that takes a person, that does not take a person out of Islam because of this hadith. Why? Yashhadu Allah, he still has iman. He believes in Allah, he believes in the messengership of the Prophet, he believes in the Quran and all of these. Meaning that he's talking about the person who still accepts Islam, who still believes in Allah, he has iman. He believes in everything in the Quran, even though he may fall short, that as long as an individual is like this, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, harramahu Allahu ala nar. So it's not talking about the kufur of the person who will remain in the fire forever. I hope that it is clear. But his other expressions here will make it clearer, inshallah. Al-Dhahabi said, فَمُؤَخِّرُ الصَّلَاةِ أَنْ وَقْتِهَا. So the individual who delays Salah away from its time, صَاحِبُ كَبِيرَةٍ, such a person is committing a serious major sin. وَتَارِكُهَا بِالْكُلِّيَّةِ عَنِي الصَّلَاةَ الْوَاحِدَةَ كَمَنْ زَنَى وَسَرَقَ وَتَارِكُهَا بِالْكُلِّيَّةِ. The one who delays Salah is committing kabira. As for the one who completely abandons a Salah, maybe Salatul Zuhr, for example, he said, وَتَارِكُهَا بِالْكُلِّيَّةِ عَنِي الصَّلَاةَ الْوَاحِدَةَ. The one who completely abandons his Salah, like Zuhr or Asr, completely, كَمَنْ زَنَى وَسَرَقَ, is like the person who commits zina, or like a person who commits theft, who stole. لِأَنَّ تَرْكَ كُلِّ صَلَاةٍ أَوْ تَفْوِيتَهَا كَبِيرَةٌ. Because each salat that you leave without observing it, you are committing a kabira amongst the kabair. Once you leave one salah, you didn't observe her until the time of Asr, kabira min al-kabair. You didn't observe Asr until Ghurub Shams, kabira min al-kabair. Each time you do that, you are committing that sin. فَإِنْ فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ مَرَّاتٍ, if the individual begins to do that many more times, كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكَبَائِرِ, is now confirmed to be from amongst the people that all the things they are doing, all their life is around Kabair. Unless he returns to Allah with serious, genuine tawbah. فَإِنْ لَازَمَ تَرْكَ الصَّلَاةِ فَهُوَ مِنَ الْأَخْسَرِينَ. If he continues to behave like that without returning in tawbah and without observing the salah, فَهُوَ مِنَ الْأَخْسَرِينَ الْأَشْقِيَاءَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Such a person, مِنَ الْأَخْسَرِينَ, is from the most loss, the most worse at loss amongst the people. Al-Ashqiya is the opposite of the successful. So he's from the wretched amongst the people. Al-Mujrimin, he is from the criminal amongst the people. Who is that? Man lazama tarka salati. The one who goes on not observing salah, is used to not observing the salah. فَهُوَ مِنَ الْأَخْسَرِينَ الْأَشْقِيَا الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Such a person is from the most loss, the most people at a loss, the worst of the people at a loss. الْأَشْقِيَا الْمُجْرِمِينَ, the most wretched amongst the people. الْمُجْرِمِينَ, those who are criminals and wicked amongst the people, these are the مُجْرِمُونَ. This is the person who leaves salah. If you know a Muslim who leaves salah, this is his case. The Imam says, Rahimahullah, فَإِنْ فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ مَرَّاتٍ. The person begins to leave salah. He does not observe zuhur always. Why? He's busy in the office. He's busy analyzing something. He's busy trading. He's busy in his shop. He's busy with his family. Or he's just arrogant. I will not observe the salah except when I have time. This kind of a person, huwa min ahli al-kaba'ir ila an yatub, illa an yatub. This person is from the people of major sins, criminals, illa an yatub, except he returns to Allah in tawbah. Fa'in lazama tarka salah, if he becomes used to abandoning the salah, fahuwa min al-akhsarin, he comes from amongst the people who are mostly at loss. Al-Ashqiya al-Mujrimin. Al-Ashqiya, people who are wretched. Al-Mujrimin, criminals, wicked criminals. May Allah protect us. So, ikhwa, we find that observing the salah is an obligation on us. Kitaban mawkuta is an obligation that Allah has fixed a time for it. Nobody should be failing regarding this, not to count from amongst the aksareen, al-aqiyya, al-mujrimin, criminals. May Allah protect us. Observing salat is important. Ikhwa, don't abandon salah. Part of abandoning salah is leaving it beyond its time. Stop it if you are doing it. Don't abandon the salah. If you now observe the salah correctly, ensure that you observe that salah at its time. Salah, it's an obligation that comes to time and it should be observed properly. May Allah forgive each and every one of us. We can take one or two questions before we call it a day. Abu Abdurrahman.
جزاكم الله خيرا يا شيخ احسن الله اليكم
امين واياكم ابا عامر امين واياكم وانتم فجزاكم الله خيرا
First question, most of the questions, some of the questions have been answered during the course of the class, alhamdulillah. So the next question here is, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, جزاكم الله خيرا يا شيخ. My question is that I spend so much time on the salawat. I am more than careful with every posture and recitation, which makes me spend a whole lot of time observing salah. Does it have any negative effects? Please advise. Jazakumullah khairan.
It does not have any negative effect. just continue upon it. Try when you observe your salah to feel every shirt before you start. The shurut of salah are those things, they are not part and parcel of salah. But the salah is not acceptable if you don't do them. One of them is tahara, being in wudu. The other one is covering the aura that we should cover in salah. These things, they are not actually part of the salah, but you must do them before you observe salah. They are called shurut. You must also observe the arkan, those things that are part of the salah. If you don't do them, the salah is invalid. One of them is reciting al-fatiha in every rak'ah of salah. The other one is making takbiratul ihram. The other one is making the standing itself, and then the ruku, and then the sujood, and so on, and then the taslim. All of these are from the arkan of salah. Pay good attention to them. Likewise, the wajibat, those adhkar al-intiqal, the takbir you make as you change from one position to the other, they are from the wajibat of salat. Likewise, the adhkars of ruku and sujood, they are from the wajibat of salah. Pay good attention to them when you observe your salah. When you do this, it will make your salah to be alive. And the salah is likely to be longer because you are paying good attention to them. I like to say you should keep it up. May Allah keep you steadfast upon that goodness. The person who has asked that, and bless the rest of us with good salat like that. Salah that is calm, where you pay attention to fulfilling every sunnah and obligation of that salah. That's a very, very potent salah and effective. May Allah accept it and keep you steadfast upon it. Naam.
Ameen. Jazakumullah khairan, Mashallah. A question just came in. It reads, I have missed Salatul Fajr for years now due to sleeping off. I wake up around 9 to 10 a.m. I wake up around 9 to 10 a.m. mostly. I wake up around 6 to 7, but find it hard to get up. Are they sins, and how can I get better? Please, I am afraid with all I have heard.
I beg Allah to protect you, keep you firm, and make you gain sound tawbah. The first thing you need to do is make good tawbah. Make good tawbah. What does tawbah mean? You stop doing that. Stop leaving that salah, salatul fajr. You said you've left for years. You stop it. Stop leaving salatul fajr. The second thing you need to do is that you regret that you have ever done it before, and this is what you have seen now. This is what I have heard from you. May Allah accept this tawbah. It's a major part of repenting, regretting over what one had done in the past. Then you'll be decided never to go back to it again. Tomorrow is Yom Sabt, Saturday. Be decided never to ever miss Salatul Fajr beginning from tomorrow. May Allah make it easy for you. Then make a lot of istighfar and good deeds. Be saying astaghfirullah. Be doing a lot of good deeds. Sadaqah. Those ones, good deeds take the place of evil deeds. Those other evil deeds were the evil deeds of your abandoning Salat, Salatul Fajr at that, in the previous years that you said. So you need a lot of good deeds, because al-hasanat yudhibna sayyat, good deeds take away the evil ones. So you need a lot of good deeds, a lot of sadaqah. Try sadaqah, giving gifts, giving sadaqah, charity to the poor and those who need it. Do a lot of that. When you do this, you have made tawbah. From the things that will enhance your tawbah is that you look into the circumstance. Why do you stay late, waking up after Salatul Fajr? Maybe at 6 p.m., 6:30 p.m. This is the time you mention you usually wake up. Check those things you do in night that keeps you that keeps you to have a late night. Avoid it. Avoid late nights. And the human mind and psyche usually adapts to a particular sleep pattern. If you are used to sleeping late, you'll be sleeping late. So you have to change that pattern and your mind will change. Change that pattern to sleeping early, latest by 10 p.m. you're on your bed, so that inshallah, by 4 a.m., you have had a good share of a rest. 4 a.m., you wake up, because one of the things that makes it difficult for you to wake up are two things. Number one, the urine of shaitan. Urine of shaitan is on you in your ears. Those who sleep beyond the time of Fajr, shaitan urinates in their ears. It is spiritual. They will not see it, but they will feel the effect. They will not see it, but they feel the effect. The second thing is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that the shaitan ties three knots of wickedness on our heads, at the back of our heads. So when you wake up, if you make the dua, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur, the first one will break off. If you make wudu, the second one will break off. If you pray in the middle of the night at that 4 a.m. and so on, the third one will break up and you are going to stand up fresh, energetic for the rest of the day. This is what you gain. And then shaitan will not urinate in your ears. So your day is going to be fruitful. Just try to work on this advice. You will see that your days will be better. Your alertness of your mind will be better in the day. You will be a better person at your work. You will be a better person with your family. You will be a better person to yourself. And of course, the most important, a better person before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I beg to make this easy for this brother, to make it easy for him or the sister, as the case may be, to forgive him, accept his repentance, and make him from the people who will be regular with Salah. Ameen.
Ameen. Jazakum Allah khairan, shaykhan. Rahman wa alaykum.
Ameen. Ameen. Ameen.
There are two questions.
We have the last question from you now, Abu Amir.
No, Shaysama. So there are two questions I want to combine. So the first one reads that, can for someone that observes Salah and was told his shirt went up, exposing his aura, does he repent of Najasa after having observed the daily Salah, but he doesn't know exactly where he got stained? Will he observe all the Salah again?
If you're observing the Salah and your shirt becomes exposed, showing your aura, this is not correct. It is from the things you must, will not happen before you commence Salah. Before you start Salah, you must ensure that your aura will not be exposed. Just like women, they must be sure that no part of their hairs will be exposed during Salah. All the hairs and all of that must be under the hijab or jilbab. No part of it should be exposed. So this is what is necessary, because when the aura is exposed, the salah becomes invalidated. One of the meanings of shuruts or sharts of salah is that absence of it invalidates the salah. Absence of covering your aura properly invalidates your salah. So if you are leaving your shirt and using it for salah is out of negligence, that salah is invalid. You have to start that salah again. But if it was just as an error or mistake, it can happen. The individual, maybe he did not tie the cloth on himself properly. He thought that he had tied it properly. He made ruku and stood up, and then the izar, the loincloth, goes off the waist, and he quickly picks it again. In this kind of a case, the salah is valid. So if the falling off of the cloth from your place of aura is out of your negligence from the beginning, the salah is invalid. But if it is not out of your own negligence, it was something that happened beyond your ability, the salah is valid, inshallah. I hope that it is clear about Amr.
Ma'am Sheikh, and the second aspect, Sheikh.
What is
That
it?
the one who found Najasa.
If the one who finds najis on the cloths, the salah is valid. If you knew before you started the salah, if you knew before you started the salah, you are committing a sin while observing salah. If you did not know when you started the salah, you are not committing a sin, but in both cases, the salah is valid. If a najis is on your clothes, this is the view of the Jumhur. Al-Imam al-Shawkani affirmed that in Nailul Authar. It is lawful, the salah is valid, and you don't need to repeat the salah. Like women who carry children that may have their diapers having feces and urine inside it. The salah is valid, inshallah. I hope that that is clear, Muhammad.
نعم شيخنا أحسن الله إليك أسألكم الله
جزاكم آمين 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 وإياكم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته